Mary, did you put it on the desktop?
No, it's not.
Apologies. Well, why don't we take questions from Monique while we're waiting for my PowerPoint to load. Is that okay? Are there any questions? Can anyone tell me if they recall what an integrated resource plan is? Okay, you laughed. I'm calling on you.
It's the Entergy's plan for what kind of energy sources power, I guess, New Orleans, right? And that's dictated by the Entergy New Orleans, which the council and the council.
So they basically are sitting around, right, so to speak, and they're thinking about how much energy is the city going to need each year for the next 20 years? Like, how much demand is there going to be? Are we all going to start buying EV vehicles and then that's going to increase demand? Or are we all going to put solar on our roofs and decrease demand? And how is the energy company going to supply that need, right? And all signs, according to Entergy, point to building new power plants. But that also, just coincidentally, happens to be the best way to make money if you're, and I'm being a little sarcastic, putting steel into the ground is the best way to make money for a utility. They get to recover all of the costs for building the power plant from us through our bills, and they get a guaranteed return on their equity. It is really a safe business to be in. Are we good? Okay.
Another question?
Which is why they've opened a whole proceeding, a whole different proceeding to review the wisdom. They're called, was Entergy prudent when it developed that integrated resource plan? And so that's part of what they're having to review. There's a lot of overlap between that review process and the power plant that's proposed, the application. And so, because the same issues are coming up, right? And so it might be important to say right now while it's hot, is that on December 12th, the City Council's Utility Regulatory Office will have a public hearing in council chambers. 1:30?
4:30.
Starts at 4:30 to hear comments and concerns and points of information as to what you think about this power plant proposal. And I just want to give you guys context for it, because that is coming through this integrated resource plan. And dealing with the power plant also means dealing with all those kinds of, those energy choices that we should be making in terms of where do we want to go for the next 20 years. Is it being saddled with a power plant, or is it looking beyond for something that is sustainable and healthy and renewable, right? So that's December 12th at 4:30. We encourage everybody to come in. For everyone who signed in, we'll be giving you more information about that public hearing and on email, and hoping that you can circulate it and get folks out. If I can just say this, when you go to a utility regulatory meeting or hearing, or even the committee of the council members that have the job of regulating Entergy, typically in that room, during the time period that Entergy issues are on the agenda, it's just a whole section, like a football team of Entergy suits. And a few folks who were there at 8:30 in the morning sometimes, when these meetings start at 10:30, to weigh in. And so it would just be a sea change to have, like this, even with this number of folks, would be, like earth shattering at any of those kinds of meetings. But the December 12th is critical, and we really need people to come out for that.
Thank you, Monique. I'm Casey DeMoss. I'm with the Alliance for Affordable Energy. We are the consumer protection organization in Louisiana. We advocate on your behalf in our two regulatory bodies. One is the New Orleans City Council, the other is the Louisiana Public Service Commission. Monique, is there a secret? I know my son is laughing at me. We can't really see because it's cut off, but we estimate that for 31 years that the Alliance has been advocating on your behalf since 1985, we've saved customers about $4 billion. Anywhere from energy efficiency programs to stopping really stupid projects to trying to make sure you're not getting charged things that you shouldn't be charged for. Darn it. Okay. There we go. So what Monique really asked me to talk about today was our just transition or energy democracy, in that the way energy decisions have been made in the past is this black box process that the utility company just goes into its room, decides what's best for their bottom line, what's good for their customers, how are they going to make sure the lights stay on, and then they come to the regulators and present the plan. There's been a huge movement, thank you, shareholders, there's been a huge movement to change that. That if we don't engage more in energy decisions, take it out of the back room, then we're gonna end up with another map, green dots all over it. Only this time it's not a green dot, it's an actual polluting power plant. The way we do that, we think, is energy efficiency. The city council is very wise. They passed a resolution. It was in a whereas statement, but they asserted that New Orleans should invest at least 2% of our energy back into energy efficiency. It's a really great goal. Vermont has this goal, so we know it works. Renewable energy and pollution reductions. Now, what I'm presenting right here is an alternative to what Entergy proposed. The Alliance was heavily engaged in the integrated resource plan, and we were extremely frustrated by the entire process. Like Monique was telling you, they wouldn't give us information even though we had signed confidentiality agreements. They were supposed to provide this information to us. They said that they couldn't. We complained, we get it 6 months later. You know, after the time for comments, we could be here till midnight and I could be complaining about all of the shenanigans. But essentially, we said finally that Entergy just is not going to be motivated to write an energy plan that is for New Orleans. They're writing an energy plan that's best for Entergy. And so what the Alliance did is we took Entergy's baseline data and made a New Orleans plan, and we called it, instead of an integrated resource plan, an integrated resiliency plan. And these were the elements that we included in the plan. For energy efficiency, we took the goal, I'm sorry, this is actually the last 5 years of our energy efficiency goal. Energy Smart is a utility program passed by the City Council. We all pay for it and we all benefit from it, and it has saved 523 million pounds of carbon so far. This is the 2% goal, so I'm not gonna go through the tiny words there, but we did analysis. In fact, Forrest Bradley Wright, who's here with us today, in partnership with the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, analyzed if New Orleans could achieve 2%, and indeed we can. And at the bottom, it's after, if we do this energy efficiency for 20 years, we can save over 300 megawatts. The CT plant that Entergy wants to build is 250 megawatts. So we can more than meet New Orleans' needs with energy efficiency and not have to build the CT plant. And we believe we can do it cheaper. And if we do that, let's say we spent the same amount of money. The CT plant is gonna cost $216 million. We all have to pay for that. That's just the cost to build it. That's not the cost to run it, or the salaries, or the fuel, or anything. Or the profit. If we instead took the $216 million and invested it in energy efficiency, we would create a tremendous number of jobs that money is reinvested in the local economy. When Arkansas did this, they found that they had, from their energy efficiency program, created more than 9,000 new jobs and reinvested $1.3 billion into their economy. New Orleans can do the same thing. We have old houses, and they were built before air conditioning. For solar, New Orleans, as a city, we're in the top 10 list of cities in the U.S. for solar use. New Orleans. We outcompete cities in California and Hawaii, which is pretty amazing. According to science analysis, the amount of sun that we get a year could provide up to 39% of our consumption. We are nowhere near utilizing all of that right now, even though we are in the top 10 cities using solar. There's so much more room to grow. One thing that we analyzed in our integrated resiliency plan that we felt Entergy had failed to do was this thing called combined heat and power. And what it is when you have an air conditioning unit or big heat making machinery, that heat is just getting wasted. But you can actually use that heat to make power. And it means that the amount of energy that you're using is much, much more efficient. So New Orleans East Hospital, beautiful state of the art. We did a little bit of analysis, more needs to be done, but if you put a small CHP unit in the hospital, it would save tremendous amount of dollars on its electric bill, but it would also make it more resilient. After Hurricane Superstorm Sandy, there were hospitals that had CHP units in them, and those hospitals did not lose power because they're generating power on site. And the day after the storm, they were actually taking patients in from other hospitals that did not have CHP. It is a tremendous resource, and it improves resiliency, which is, as we all know, after Hurricane Katrina, is really important. Okay, I'm at time, so I'm gonna bust through. Waste gas capture, another opportunity is our sewage treatment plants. You can cap the sewage treatment plant, which just is releasing methane constantly. You cap it, use the methane, burn it, and that is free power. The Alliance also partnered with the Louisiana Public Health Institute because we know that the way energy is made creates pollution, and that pollution has a cost that the utility does not pay for and that we do not pay for on our bills, but the families that live next to the power plant are paying that cost. That if you live near a power plant, you have higher rates of asthma, and the families are paying that health cost. If you live next to a coal plant and you have mercury exposure, you pay the doctor bill. That doctor bill is not covered through the utility. The Environmental Protection Agency did a complete social cost of pollution. So any pollution that comes out of a power plant, you can go and look up and see what is the social cost of that, which is the cost that is not being paid by the utility. For carbon dioxide, it's $3 billion a year, and this is specific to New Orleans. These are the power plants that give us our power. Nitrous oxide cost is $5 billion. And those are the only ones that I shared today, but we, in the health impact assessment, we analyzed many of these costs that we're paying for, but we're paying for it in our bodies. We found that the CT plant will emit greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. which collectively is likely to expose us to extreme weather events. We found the CT plant will emit toxic pollution to the air that will likely increase risk of respiratory illness and asthma, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. And we found that the CT plant will use groundwater and will likely continue to cause sinking in New Orleans East. And sinking increases risk to flooding, levee failure, mold-related respiratory illnesses, accidents, and geographic displacement. One of the things that we would like you to consider and to ask for is that we include costs and benefits into these planning, that we make it, instead of integrated resource planning, we make it integrated resiliency planning. So we formulated an idea, and we would like to develop this idea with all of you, called a resiliency rubric, which essentially any energy decision has to go through a decision-making process that would include the fuel cost, the environmental justice, local economic benefit, and risk of flooding and other issues. If you put the CT plant through this rubric, it fails. But that is a conversation to be continued. I will pass it over to Colette Pichon-Battle, who is amazing.